This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
6:10 and 8:10. Those are the times we do Gavin's phone scams every morning. What do you got today?
We're going to be calling Sarah at the request of her sister, Tony. Tony, told me that she's a nanny looking for work. So I'm going to call her as somebody looking to hire a nanny on her recommendation. But there's one prerequisite to getting the job. You have to be really good at baby talk.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Sarah.
This is she.
Hello, Sarah. This is Sid Busy. I'm placing a phone call. I was told by Tony that you are a nanny.
Oh, yeah.
And you're currently looking for work, right?
Yes, actually.
Okay. Well, as it turns out, we are currently looking for a nanny. So that works out well. We only have one child. His name is Addison. And we live in Granite Bay. Is any of that a problem?
No.
First of all, I'd like to know what kind of nanny experience you have.
I've been a nanny for about 5 years, and I've been babysitting off and on for about 10. I enjoy, in particular, taking care of babies.
Now, Addison, he is only 5 months, but don't hold that against him.
What do you mean? No, I would never.
We've read all the research that says that babies improve their verbal skills much faster when they are spoken to in baby talk. And we exclusively talk to Addison in baby talk, which you would have to do as well. So would you say that you are proficient in baby talk?
I can definitely adapt very quickly, so I'm sure that I can.
Let me give you a scenario. I'd like to hear your baby talk, please, if I'm even going to consider you. So, first off, Addison loves Eggs Benedict for breakfast. So let's say you make him Eggs Benedict. Obviously, he doesn't have a lot of teeth yet, so you would have to mush it up into some sort of paste, and you are about to feed it to him. How would you tell him it's time for his morning Eggs Benedict? Please open your mouth and ingest it.
It's time for you.
It needs to be baby talk, please.
It's your little Eggs Benedict.
What is he supposed to do with the Eggs Benedict? Is he supposed to rub it on his face? Wear it? Is he supposed to build a house? He doesn't know. You have to tell him in baby talk.
Little baby, it's time for you to eat your Eggs Benedict. Open up wide and chew.
I have to say, that was very impressive. Okay, let me give you another scenario. Let's say that Addison fecalated in his diaper, and you have to change your diaper, but you have to ask his permission in order to allow it. And obviously, he can't verbalize it yet. He gives a series of blinks, and sometimes he brushes his cheek with his left hand. That means yes. So you put him on the changing table, and you look at him and say what?
You just had a poopy diaper. You just pooped in your little diaper. So put your legs up and happy baby, and we're going to change your diaper, okay?
I'm starting to think that it sounds a little bit more like a stupid British person or something like that. So can you make it a little bit more babyish? For instance, instead of saying poopy, we would say poopy whoopy. And instead of diaper, it's diaper wipey.
Oh.
So go ahead.
Okay.
Take it from the top.
You just had a little poopy whoopy in your diapy. Oh, no.
Diapy wipey. Okay. Diapy wipey.
In your diapy wipey.
Wipey, yes.
Okay, well, it's time to change you, okay, baby? So let's get you a clean diapy wipey, and we will wipe your poopy.
Poopy whoopy. Your poopy whoopy.
Poopy whoopy. And then you'll be all clean.
Cleany weeny.
Cleany weeny.
We will clean your weeny, cleany weeny teeny.
We will clean your weeny.
We will cleany weeny your teeny weeny weeny.
We will cleany weeny your teeny weeny weeny.
Wow. You got the job, Sarah. It's Gavin from the Wake Up Call, and you're a phone scam. This is...
Oh, my God.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.